And ladies and gentlemen, your presidential-elect, Donald Trump, is here in studio with us today. It's the boys. Oh, yeah. Wait. Where is he? Is he downstairs still?
Where is he?
Did nobody let him in?
Yeah, sadly, he didn't have his green card available at the door, so we did not allow Donald Trump in. He cannot pass our wall. But have no fear, because the boys is here. Welcome, everyone, to the greatest show on the freaking planet, the Zaboys Power Hour. I am Positive C. Jiminy Brainbox, Thornquist is to my right. Cassie Hollywood Wilson is all the way to my left today, which is really, really strange. I'm not really used
to her.
Yeah, I can finally have room to stretch out with my long frame. And over there, playing with the ones and twos, is Will Violator Shotwell. He's making us sound really, really cool today here on Talk Radio 1190 and iHeartRadio app. We are here rocking and rolling. Yeah. If you want to call in and join in the conversation here with the boys, Power Hour, call 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. And we will have a good time today because this is our first show back in a while, guys. It's been a minute.
All right.
It's really been a minute. In fact,
2 weeks since I looked at that's not how it works at all.
It's been 1 week since you looked at
that's
me. It's been about 4 or 5 weeks since the boys actually got to get
so
in the studio.
Been like 5 weeks since you heard me.
Yeah, exactly. But we're steady right now. We are the greatest thing ever because
I just broke my mic.
He did break his microphone.
Go in there and fix it.
But, I'm dying right now.
We'll work on it. I'm just gonna hold it for now.
In fact, if you want to see Jim the Brainbox Thornquist break his microphone, look at our Facebook Live feed here in just a bit, and you'll be able to see the Brainbox do his best to not screw everything up today. Oh, there's no way we could screw everything up, guys, because this is our best and most prepared episode of all time. I'm serious, guys. This is our most prepared episode.
Despite the microphone breakage
on. Well, how could we prepare for that? We could not prepare for a brain box to use
like this is a trick question. Like, how many men does it take to plug in a microphone?
And we're about to look at it right now. So you see, if you go to the Boys Media Network on Facebook right now, you can watch the Violator and our buddy the Brain Box try to fix the microphone. But we're not here to fix microphones. We are here to fix America. That's our
Every
job
day.
here on the Zaboys Radio Network, Zaboys Media Network. We're here to fix America. And this is our first show back since the election.
I think those Ask the Expert guys just tried to like rig it up on me so that happened.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. This is our first episode back since the election. It's our first time to be able to talk about some of the events that transpired that day. First off, I want to get your honest opinion on the way the election went down. How do you think it went down, Cassie? How do you feel?
Well, I mean, Trump's our president, so kind of just got to go with the motion there.
Yeah. Were you satisfied with the outcome? Were you kind of frustrated? Like, what happened that day? How do you feel?
Well, I didn't vote first off, but
what?
If I had voted, it would have been for Johnson, not for anybody else.
Cassie endorses Johnson. What about you, Brainbox? How do you feel the election went?
It was chaotic. It was dark and scary and. You know, it was like the skies opened up and a portal opened and Gozer was standing at the top of the building saying, I'll make your wildest dreams come true. And the next thing you know, well, there we have terror, you know, all over the place instantly.
Did you find your Keymaster?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I found my Keymaster, too. It was pretty awesome. And the Gatekeeper. It was really great. But, I actually can't tell if this election was the worst moment in American history or the most American moment in American history. Like, think about this. Think about the situation and the entire process that went down. Doesn't that make a lot more sense with this country than anything else? I mean, we had two people that were so far against each other in total opposite ways that actually they might be lying about how opposite they are. From each other. We have a system that actually the popular vote didn't matter because the Electoral College won. You know what I mean? That seems very American. Also, I think that this election has given us really, really good things. And that's what I want this first segment to be about. I want us to go down and think about the good that this very bad election gave us. And I want to see if you guys have any ideas about that. But I'll give you mine first.
Okay.
I'll give you mine first. First, the best thing, the very best thing that I think came out of this election is that racism is exposed. Now, hear me out.
Okay, go on.
Think about this. I mean, it's all too easy to see racism on every side when it comes to all this stuff, right? Black, white, Mexican, like there's so many ways that you could spin it around to actually see the racism there. But also, the underground and the hiding racism is exposed now because people who think that Trump is their ticket to either white supremacy or something like that, they're coming out of the woodworks. And then the actual minority population, it's coming out too with their ideas on white people and that whole thing. So that racism is being exposed. We can actually see it now. Now it's undercover. It's not undercover anymore. We know it's out there and we can do something about it. That's one of the best things I can see. Now the conversation can be started. What about you guys? What are some good things that came out of this terrible, terrible election?
I don't know, man. Honestly, nothing greater than, you know, #tag Trump's America and all the comedy that we're going to have for the next 4 years. Just getting to enjoy all the jokes, all the blunders, all the mishaps, all the craziness that we're going to see from this. You know, we're going to have, like you said, the racism alone has already become almost a joke in itself because people are just all over the place, like trying to accept it. And it's really not what we should be doing. We should be realizing this is the time to come together and stay united and actually stand as a country. But, you know, we're all going to pull ourselves apart instead. So, like I said, at least we'll have some fun doing it, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't agree with the Hillary people going and vandalizing their own cities and towns and the small business people. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cruel. And I understand, like, trying to make a point and everything, but why take it out on the little people? You should have taken it out on somebody else, to be honest. And then, of course, you know, there's a lot of Trump supporters. Now, I can't confirm or deny the news. I'm sure you guys have seen tons of stories where people are like, we're Trump supporters, and therefore, if you're not white, you need to move out of our neighborhoods. I have no idea if those are actually true,
right,
or if that's just some person making stuff up to get attention. Like, I'm not going to go into that because I don't honestly know until I see it on the news and someone's like, I'm a Trump supporter and I think anyone who's not white should be persecuted. Yeah, I'm good on that.
We're going to get all them dang Mexicans and blacks and whites and Latinos and Asians
out
here.
Yeah.
Going to round them up, put them all together, and then put a wall around them. Yeah. That's basically what we're going to do.
Put them all in one country and build a wall the south and the north. Oh, wait, you're proposing that idea. Never mind.
Well, remember the last time a country put up a wall, it lasted for a long while, and then everyone was really excited that it went down again. Remember the Berlin Wall?
Yep.
Yeah, there's been walls put up. The only wall that's actually like stood up to the test of time is the Great Wall of China. Yeah.
Even that's
the Chinese
not standing
know how
up
to build
that
a wall.
Well.
wait, what'd you say there, Violator?
The Chinese know how to build a wall.
Yes, they do. They probably do everything a lot better than we do. What they don't do better than we do is do talk radio. That's right, because here on Talk Radio 1190, Zaboy's, we definitely beat China. If America's losing to China, the Zaboy's Media Network is beating China, and so is Zaboy's Power Hour. I'm Positive C. That's the Brain Box. That's Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
We have Violator playing with the ones and twos, and we're going to get out of here just for a little bit, but we'll be right back. If you want to join in the conversation, go to @ZaboysMedia on Twitter, go to @Zaboys_media on Instagram, and ZaboysMedia.com is where to find all the stuff that we've been doing the past few freaking years. Yeah, Talk Radio 1190 is where we're at right now. We'll be back with some sports news, because sports is awesome. We love sports here.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Join us live on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.com/ZaboysMediaNetwork for the live stream.
Yeah.
Love you guys. A long time.
I'm Tom Gresham. Whether you like guns or hate them, you can join the sometimes hot but always civil conversation with me Sundays 9 to midnight. It's Gun Talk right here on Talk Radio 1190.
Your music and radio all in one app. Everywhere you go on iHeartRadio. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Open the iHeartRadio app and listen today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me. 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Voice Power Hour forecast. Tonight we're going to have partly cloudy skies and low around 53, then tomorrow a high around 70 and cloudy skies. Well, I guess it's official. It's time for Christmas stuff to go up, so go ahead and put it all up. It's past Thanksgiving. This report's brought to you by Volvo.
Sweden's greetings. Hard to say, easy to love. This year, celebrate the season with a limited time offer from Volvo. Get 3 months payments on them when you purchase or lease a new Volvo. Each is equipped with the standard features like engine remote start and built-in Wi-Fi. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details.
One, two, three, four, and we're back. With Positive C here at the Boys Talk Radio on Talk Radio 1190. And it's time for... What's the time for, Chris? Let them know.
It is time for the Boys Sports. As I continue to focus the live stream on Jenna Brainbox Stornquist, I will switch it to me really quickly. Hey, everybody! We're here at Talk Radio 1190 here. And we're the Boys Power Hour. We're hanging out here for the hour for a long time. We'll probably be here for years and years and years, even though I don't think you'll be listening for that long. But it's time. A second segment is where we go over some sports. We go over non-stat sports. But first...
Non-traditional.
Before we really get into the nitty-gritty of what we want to talk about right now, I have a couple of quick outs, a couple of easy outs right now to get out of there, because it's been a long time since we talked sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute. So first off, man, how about them Cowboys? Yeah,
ooh,
that's right.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of them.
The Dallas Cowboys are 10-1, and I actually think the world is about to end because the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. If you guys are looking at the atmosphere of humanity and the Dallas Cowboys are actually good enough to win the Super Bowl, that means the world is probably going to end. The Cubs already won the World Series, so just be prepared for falling rocks. Next, Jimmy Johnson. Yes, Jimmy Johnson wins NASCAR for the 13th billionth time, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. Raise your hand. In fact, call 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190 and tell me if you actually care that Jimmy Johnson won NASCAR's old Sprint Cup thingy for the billionth time in the world. No one cares. Yeah, one person cares. There we go. And then finally, we're going to sneak in a wrestling minute. That's right, because Bill Goldberg defeated Brock Lesnar in about 15 seconds at a Survivor Series, about as long as Brock Lesnar could go without failing another UFC drug test. So, yeah that's a little shot fired at Brock Lesnar. But here we go, the nitty-gritty of what the Boy Sports is about today. We're going to talk about one of our favorite people in the world. I think we can all agree, it's all four of us. Mark Cuban is one of our favorite human beings on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like him.
Everyone enjoys
me some Cuban.
Everyone enjoys him some Cuban. Oh, speaking
He's
of that,
cute.
Fidel Castro died. Oh yeah. Yes. Speaking of Cubans, but
great spot.
He's
for
my
sports,
least favorite Cuban.
He's my least favorite.
Here's the true question though.
Okay.
Does Mark Cuban have a point? Because he's got a couple of things that he's brought up, and we all think that Mark Cuban's a smart guy, right? I mean, we can agree that he's probably got some, you know, got some good things in his head. But is he right in this? He's got a couple of things that he's going on. One is banning reporters.
Mm-hmm.
The way sports is being reported on is changing, guys. And hell, the way the world in general is being reported is changing.
Yes.
You know, it's not about the substance of the story anymore. It's about the headline. So ESPN kind of has taken that into a full-on, we're going to take the substance out of reporting games, and we're just going to automate it. We're going to make our writers place and plug in some numbers and whatnot, and that's how we're going to cover teams that are terrible. So Mark Cuban banned two or several ESPN writers from mm-hmm. even covering the game altogether because he says he wants to protect the jobs of sports writers so computers aren't doing their job. Do you think that Mark Cuban, as a point, I'm going to go to Cassie.
Oh, man. You start with me first?
Yeah, I started with you first, girl.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm going to be totally honest. Not totally familiar with this story. I'm going to tell on myself. However, I mean, in a lot of ways, he has a lot of good points. I mean, for a great example, I mean, look at a lot of things today. They are being overtaken by technology and other people. And us being in radio, I mean, come on. If someone was like, hey, I'm going to hire these five people to do 20 other people's jobs versus someone going, well, I'd rather fire those five people and keep these 20
mm-hmm.
to keep the industry going, I would go for that person for sure. So in a lot of ways, I support what he's doing.
What about you there, Brainy?
Well, I mean, Cuban's an interesting guy, man. It's the same dude that banned bloggers from the locker rooms after the whole Fire James Avery campaign was leaked.
Right, right, right.
And so I think you're talking about a guy.
Or Avery Johnson. Avery
yeah,
Johnson.
Sorry, yeah.
James Avery.
James Avery, yeah. Sorry, Avery Johnson. Thank you. Sorry, yeah, I got a little mixed up there.
Yeah, James Avery's a jewelry.
And he's Uncle Phil.
They're sparkly. Yeah.
I forgot he was Uncle Phil, too.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's the thing is yeah, he's trying to control the media of his own team. And like you said, we have a team right now that really doesn't have a polarizing player. We don't have a LeBron James or anything like that. And so maybe in a sense he's trying to prevent bad press leak, but at the same time, yeah, the tabloids, or not even the tabloids, I guess the media itself, like you said, has taken such a weird turn now that we're in this point where it's almost like people just want the slander.
Yes.
And so I think that's one of those things you have to worry about in this scenario. Like, these two stories are big because basically they make Cuban look bad.
Ooh, yeah. That is a prime example of the media actually taking more out of something than actually is really even there. I mean, yeah, he banned Mark Stein and some other mm-hmm. well-known NBA reporter from covering the games. But yeah. I mean, honestly, the Mavericks are terrible, so no one's really covering their games anyway.
Yeah, they're not performing right now. Yeah. That's the standards they need to be getting that kind of coverage.
Exactly. So I actually think Cuban's a little. I think he's mad. I think he's mad that his team's terrible. I think he's mad that people have been right about the way he's been running that organization. So the best thing for him to do is retaliate and to lash out. And, man, that kind of sucks because I was going to vote for Cuban in 2020, but I don't want that kind of person running the country. I don't want the kind of person who, you know, gets a little bad press or something like that and retaliates more than he does make an actual thoughtful approach to something. And he will hide around and make it seem like this is a very thoughtful approach by what he says about saving sports writers' jobs.
Just like Donald Trump?
Exactly. Hey, him and Cuban have a lot in common.
But they hate each other.
They hate each other. And Cuban hates him enough that he is not allowing his teams to stay in Trump hotels. That's the next little part about old Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
He and two other teams, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Milwaukee Bucks, they will not have their team staying in Trump hotels. Now, the Grizzlies owner has come out and said that it has nothing to do with the election. This has been, you know, in place for months at a time before this now. That's not the biggest problem here. But there have been plenty of others that have come out against Trump, including Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, Greg Popovich, the San Antonio Spurs coach. Mm-hmm. So is the NBA being progressive in the fact that they're some of the few they're one of the few organizations that have allowed their people to come out and really, you know, be vocal on whether or not they believe in the Donald? Or is this an example of an organization not having any control over the people that actually run their or they actually work for them?
I mean,
good question, right?
Yeah.
It really is.
Uh-huh.
You know, it kind of goes back to the whole all these leaked videos and everything from managers and owners saying horrible things. And so you'd say, yeah, they don't have any control over the managers. But then if they also can force you to sell your team, so then it's like they do have control over the owners and managers.
Yeah, what are
the, I don't know. I think they're letting everyone play this one out on principle alone. I think that really the organization's saying, you know, these individuals have a right to house their teams where they want to whenever they're on the road. So we're not going to get involved in this one. And they're allowed to express their political views, whether that be because of Trump winning or not. But, I think that that's just one of those – they're letting it go until it becomes a bigger issue.
Cassie, different question for you, though.
Oh, no.
All right. As someone who doesn't really follow the NBA that much, you don't really know how they're a super progressive organization. So I think that that's more of that case. But when it comes to Cuban, do you think that Cuban is playing this on the I need to make a stand, or is he grandstanding and trying to make his team a little bit more relevant?
I mean, he could be doing it for media publicity. I mean, this could all just be a stunt. I mean, all of this could be fake. We don't actually know. You know how they say great minds think alike? Well, think about it. He's doing a lot of what Trump's already done.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a mere fact that they're just pretending to hate each other just for the publicity and equal, I don't know, what's it called, airtime or whatever.
Now, what did you see? In pre-show, you were actually reading up on the Mr. Cuban, and you saw something very interesting that Cuban did earlier this week.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
He had a meeting with somebody. Who had he had a meeting with that was very surprising?
Cuban? I don't remember.
Yep. Now I got you there, Cass. He had a meeting with one of the guys that Donald has brought into his cabinet that has been a lightning rod. He's an alt-right guy. I can't remember. O'Bannon. Brandon, whatever his name is. Yeah, what? Yeah, that guy. They were caught in a coffee shop having, you know, coffee or tea or whatever that rich people do together, planning on the end of the world, apparently. So is Cuban a liar? Is this guy playing both sides just to play both sides just so that he's there? Or is he really the kind of person that the anti-Trump, anti-Hillary movement should be latching on?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a billionaire. Billionaires are billionaires for a reason. And he's probably just monopolizing right now and playing all his cards to see which one would stick.
Okay.
Until he hits that jackpot.
What about you, DeBrainy? What do you think?
I mean, he's a businessman. Everything's always a calculated concept. He's not a dumb man. He knows what he's doing. He knows when he wants to be involved in something when he doesn't. So I'm sure that he's got something up his sleeve, and we won't know what it is until he finally reveals it.
Do we really want to know?
Not right now.
I mean, honestly, I mean, guys, do we really care? Okay, a violator. You say the yeah. Why do you really care about Mark Cuban, whether or not he stays in Trump hotels, whether or not he trusts Trump, or all this stuff? Why do we care about Mark Cuban?
Lil Jon said he cared. I didn't say anything.
So
damn,
I don't
you, Lil Jon.
I do have a comment about that, though. Fun fact, Dalai Lama had an interview earlier this week, and they asked him what his opinion about Trump was, and the Dalai Lama said that he believed Trump would be a benefit to America.
Okay.
And he was okay with it.
There's our Archduke Ferdinand right there.
Wow. So someone has to assassinate the Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Breaking news. Do we have a breaking news sounder here really quickly? If we could get some breaking news. Jim, breaking news. What did you just say?
So that'll be our Archduke Ferdinand right there that goes into World War III.
So we have to assassinate the Dalai Lama.
Someone will assassinate the Dalai Lama.
All right. Well, you heard it here first on Talk Radio 1190. Someone will assassinate the Dalai Lama, but not while you're listening to the Zaboy's Power Hour. In fact, if you go to @ZaboysMedia on Twitter, you can tell us exactly how you would assassinate the Dalai Lama. And if you go to Facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork, you can post exactly how you would assassinate the Dalai Lama and bury him. Oh, so when we come back after the break, we're
in trouble now.
We are in trouble.
That's my idol, for real, y'all.
There's like one Buddhist listener. And she's in the room.
Exactly. You know, Buddhists don't have radios. Anyway, we'll be back after this with the trend and more fun stuff on the Boys Power Hour.
We'll see you soon.
Hello, Coach Gary inviting you to Sports Talk Sunday night, 6 to 7. Join me with my new co-host, Warren Shore, the Wiz Kid. We'll do what we do best, talk sports. Join me, the Wiz Kid, and Ben every Sunday night, 6 to 7, on 1190, the station that knows talk.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Acura 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Whew! Glad that's over. No more election, here comes Christmas. Want to sell your car? Go to GiveMeTheVIN, GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm the best car buyer, and I do it all online. Don't let other people steal your car. We'll buy it for the top wholesale money right now, and we pick up. If I don't beat a CarMax deal, I owe you $100. How's that for validation?
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Tis the Season, the new album from Jordan Smith, featuring the holiday favorite, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Tis the Season, available now.
You really are a heel.
Your music and radio all in one app. Everywhere you go on iHeartRadio. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Open the iHeartRadio app and listen today.
You know what comes after Cyber Monday? Giving Tuesday, November 29th. Let's make Dallas the most giving city in America. We're the big D, so we give big. Give from your wallet or give from your heart. Give time, give money, give hugs. Check it out at BigDGives.org.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have partly cloudy skies and low around 53. Then tomorrow, a high around 70 and cloudy skies. Well, I guess it's official. It's time for Christmas stuff to go up, so go ahead and put it all up. It's past Thanksgiving. This report's brought to you by Volvo.
Sweden's greetings. Hard to say, easy to love. This year, celebrate the season with a limited time offer from Volvo. Get 3 months payments on them when you purchase or lease a new Volvo. Each is equipped with the standard features like engine remote start and built-in Wi-Fi. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away. Don't you know the bitch came back?
Good to go.
Oh, I do it now?
Yes.
This is Talk Radio 1190 with the boys. I'm the girl, Hollywood's, throwing it to you, Mr. Positive C.
And it is time for the trend. That is right. That's where we take the stuff from the internet that people have been talking about or not talking about, because we don't really care what anyone's talking about, because this
That's
is our
true.
Show. And we make funny hashtags or hashtags that aren't funny that just make sense. And we talk about it here because you want to listen to us say things to you. We're going to start it out big time right here. Okay. Let's play Choose Your Own Adventure with this one, guys. I think this is a little bit more fun way to do the trend. Do you guys want to go super serious, super, super serious, or do you guys want some funny in your life?
I want funny.
You want funny in your life, Cassie? What about you there, Brain Box?
Funny's fine.
Funny's fine. Violator, what you want?
Yeah. Hiya!
Okay, he wants some funny. So we're going to start it off, hashtag comeback kid. That's white. That's right. That's white.
That's white.
That's white.
No,
it's
that's
far
white.
From that.
We already know we're white.
This is actually far from that. Yes. Dave Chappelle made his television comeback on a very important Saturday Night Live. Yeah, that's right. And he has also signed a three special deal
huge.
With Netflix. Yeah. So I have one question, because that's what we do here on The Boys Trend. We ask questions. Question. Who would you rather see make a full-fledged comeback? A full-fledged comeback. Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, or Larry the Cable Guy. Who do you want to make a full-fledged? We are the top of the top. Back again.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry, and why
Because
Jerry?
I watched every episode. I know that show by heart. I swear. Okay, I love him so much. I would love to see him come back. I think he's a funny Jew.
Funny Jew.
Oh, my Woo. God. Okay, Brainy.
Dave Chappelle. I'm happy he's back, man. I think that he rocked it with this break back. And he's come back differently, too. I mean, he's doing the same stuff, but it's like he's more disgruntled and
he's angry,
upset about it. Yeah, like it's good. Like you watch and you're like, God, that's so angry. But I want to see more.
Yeah,
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Chappelle's doing well for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some Chris Rock. I've always loved Chris Rock.
Really?
I think
that one of your
I'm
choices,
so annoyed
though.
With him though. Like,
yeah, I know.
He's done so much. He's
made it
done
my own
so
choice.
Much.
Yeah, this is my game, baby.
Write in.
Yeah, it's a write-in vote. Yes, Chris Rock's the greatest. I'll
give you that one too.
I can deal without Seinfeld because I can watch reruns. Cat Williams is too crazy to come back. And was Larry the Cable Guy even like,
ever
funny?
I personally don't find Larry the Cable Guy relevant to anything at all, even when he was Larry the Cable Guy.
Just because you're not a southern white person that lives in the country.
Well, check this out. You know, Larry the Cable Guy is actually like a complete character. He is nowhere near like that. That's not even like you know, at least Jeff Foxworthy was just Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah,
just
that was who he was.
He was just a bad comedian. Larry the Cable Guy is a terrible character. All right, so we've all pretty much said Dave Chappelle. I think Dave Chappelle is the kind of guy we would like. You want Seinfeld, though.
Wait.
Violator, what?
You just blew
I want Seinfeld. I like Seinfeld.
So you would, out of all those guys, you want Jerry to make a big-time comeback?
Why not?
Chappelle's already made a comeback. He did
SNL. What's the deal with people coming back?
What's the deal it's with like, airline peanuts? Hey.
Well, I don't know what the deal
my
is
career
right
is
now.
Relevant again.
No, I just
like Jerry Seinfeld.
I think now with the times the way they are, I think he would have some funny things to say about millennials and things that are going on in life. And even now with his show Seinfeld, there's a lot that is still relevant to this day.
Agreed. Okay, moving right along. Hashtag 2016 keeps on killing. Yeah, in a year that has taken many great names from us, two more were added to the list. Actually, three more because the mom, Florence Henderson, from Brady Bunch died, I think, yesterday. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Wow, that's awesome.
Because you're forgetting the Moose Allison person I told you about. The Moose Allison person.
Yeah.
Everyone's dying.
I don't even know who that person is. But we do know two more names besides that were added to the list. Leonard Cohen and Leon Russell.
That's too good.
We're surprised.
I didn't know that one was coming.
Yes. Okay. So here's the question. Here's the question. How much did you know about either of those two people before they died?
Nothing? Nothing at all.
Okay.
But I did some research.
Okay, what did you find out, Cassie?
Like, all three of them had really huge hits in the 70s.
Okay.
So that was before our time, so our parents would know who they are more. And I'm sure they wrote a lot of hits in the 80s, because that's what it says.
Me on. Not them.
I love that
not
song.
Them. Wrong one. Yeah.
What was it? Bird on a log or something like that?
Bird on a plane.
Bird on a wire.
Oh, I thought bird was the word.
The bird is the word. I said, don't you know that the bird is the word?
Okay, so on the edge of the wire.
So we knew nothing about those people.
Watching yeah, no,
the
nothing.
Clouds
nothing.
Rolling.
Actually, you are pretty close to how that song sounds.
Oh,
like
no.
I thought it would be like something really great, but it was very dark and depressing and hard to get through the whole song without turning it off.
Moving right along.
Yeah, we hearts out to all those people who lost people this year, especially people who are famous. All right, hashtag something serious. Hashtag Standing Rock. Nothing funny about what's going on in North Dakota. Has privatized police are spraying down protesters with water in sub-freezing temperature.
So what?
I don't want to laugh at that. Stop that. So the question. Is the election, if the election wouldn't have been so volatile, would this be the ugliest look for America this year?
I don't know. The Kardashians are still in the air.
Ooh, that is true. They still exist.
Yeah, they do still exist. That's a great point.
We can't kill the Kardashians.
Death to them all.
I wish we could.
Technically, we could
kill them
via by media.
It probably would be the darkest, dirtiest thing that's happened this year at this point.
Mm-hmm.
All the pipeline stuff. And it's getting pretty bad out there, actually.
Do any of you have...
making us look bad.
Do any of you have friends out there? Anyone that you know actually out there?
No.
Dakota? I don't know. However, I have lived on a Native American reservation. I'm sure a few of them are out there. I should contact those guys and find out.
I know a lot of keyboard warriors.
I actually I know somebody who went and she said, you know what, screw it, I'm actually about what I'm about, and she's up there in North Dakota right now. Her name's Natasha. Shout out to Natasha Peffers. She is a hero of mine because not because exactly I believe in everything. It's because she actually went out there and did it. She didn't just talk about it or type it. She went out there. She's up there in North Dakota, and she's out there in freezing water, rain, and whatnot, and being sprayed on like it's 1960s Memphis. So, yeah, shout out to everybody who does any kind of protest that gets you out there.
I'm holding back so many jokes right now.
1960s Memphis is definitely there. All right, moving right along. Do you guys want to talk about medals, or you guys want to talk about movie trailers for the last one?
Ooh, medals.
Medals?
Yeah, let's do medals.
Okay.
That was such a good thing.
It was.
Because nobody cares about Beauty and the Beast.
Hashtag last chance medals. That's right. President Barack Obama is ending his presidency in a lot of amusing ways. One was a ceremony to honor many individuals, including Ellen DeGeneres, with presidential medals. Whoop, whoop. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there. Michael Jordan was there. A bunch of people were out there, you know, getting medals from old Obama. Here's the question. Here's the last question, and this should be a fun one. What's cooler? What's cooler, guys?
Getting being cool?
Ice cold. What is it presidential medals or is it being knighted? What is cooler? Ooh, Cassie.
Oh, we talked about this and I said I thought that they were the same.
No, that's what I was saying. They're not the same.
I know they're not the same, but theoretically they are the same. Being knighted is in a different country. That's done in the UK. So when you're here in America, you get medals. You don't get knighted.
Yes, but here's my theory on this. I think you're still recognized for doing
something totally awesome.
I think that being knighted is cooler because it's literally like a title that you have. If you go somewhere, they're going to say,
but
Sir,
they don't do that here.
Paul McCartney, or, you know, Sir Elton John. Here. Yeah, I think that's cooler. I don't like, you know how long it takes to say, hey, Presidential Medal of Freedom Award winner Ellen DeGeneres. No one wants to say that at a party. But if you just say Sir Elton John, everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, he's
Presidential
awesome.
Award winner.
Some people don't realize that that means he's a knight, though. Some people just think it's Sir Elton John, and they're like, it's Sir Elton John. This is amazing.
What medal did she get?
Like a Medal of Freedom.
The Medal of Freedom.
Medal
because
of Freedom Award winner Ellen DeGeneres Medal of
Wouldn't
Maffa
it,
Ellen DeGeneres.
Wouldn't it just be be so much easier to be like, you know what, she's Ellen.
Yeah.
Like, she's famous enough to where you don't have to say that all on top of it.
You don't have to say the DeGeneres anymore.
It's just Ellen.
Do it.
So she officially just goes by her first name?
Yeah.
Yes.
She doesn't need a last name ever again.
Well, her show is called Ellen. So
we can put her up there with Madonna and Oprah and
I think she's
Stalin.
I personally think she's surpassed them just because
Hitler,
of all the stuff she's overcome.
Obama.
She's totally
w,
better than Hitler.
All the same. All the same things.
She's going down in history forever.
But yeah, being knighted is so much cooler.
Being knighted is. So
and you get to carry a sword.
Doesn't mean she won't be knighted
horse
somewhere else.
And a squire.
We got 2 minutes, so I want to go over this one thing really, really quickly. I saw the Beauty and the Beast trailer.
Yes!
The shot for shot remake of the trailer.
Yes!
It was pretty.
It was pretty. Why do we need a shot-for-shot remake of every freaking Disney movie in the history of the world?
Because there's more millennials in
here.
What
else have they done?
How many girls in the millennial girls my age, you know, mid to late 20s, have seen all these Disney princess movies and still watch them? I do.
All of them. So every single one of them have seen every single one of those movies and watched them all the time.
So it makes sense. Supply and demand.
No, it
doesn't. We are demanding some new princess movies. So instead of making new princess movies for our next generation, they're just revamping them to make them live action,
hey,
make them more fun.
Here's an idea. Why don't we just stop selling the fairy tale idea of princesses and princes and knights and all that crap and just accept that, like, all that is just ruining our childhoods and making us, you know, really unready for adulthood.
What we are ready for is this last break here on Talk Radio 1190.
Crush my hopes and dreams.
If you want to crush Cassie's hope and dreams, call 214-787-1190, 817-787-1190. If you go to @theboys_media on Instagram, you can see all of Cassie's crushed hopes and dreams.
I want to be
on
a princess.
Full display. And facebook.com/theboysmedianetwork. You can actually share your really smashed hopes and dreams with us. And we'll be right back with a little insight on what we've done since the last show. This should be interesting, guys, because I think
get on the inside.
I think one of us has committed murder.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches. I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Merry Christmas, folks. It's time for Crazy Gun Dealers' annual Black Saturday sale. We have over 100 380 9mm and 22 pistols. Your choice, only $99 with ammo purchase. Plus, we're giving away three free guns, no purchase required. And we have free hourly door prizes. And as always, every gun still comes with free CHL classes, a free lifetime warranty, and a free range membership. And if we don't already have the best gun price you found, we'll beat any price gun to gun, or we'll just give you the gun for free, because nobody wants your gun business more than the Crazy Gun Dealer in Alvareda. That's this Saturday from 10 to 7. For more info, visit crazygundealer.com, text crazy to 24587, or give us a call at 855-329-GUNS. That's this Saturday from 10 to 7. And remember, if you need to sell or get a loan on any guns this Christmas season, we always pay, loan, and trade more for your used guns.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I got my Christmas lights out. They're a huge, tangled, non-working mess.
I showed Dominic our LED light sets. They last longer than traditional lights, and they're on a reel, so they're easier to handle.
Ace is a place that knows nothing takes the joy out of Christmas like untangling lights that don't even light.
Visit your neighborhood Ace now and get $3 in instant savings on select reels of LED holiday lights. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Offer valid through November 30th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Limit 4.
The Jeff Krille Show, Saturday morning at 11 on Talk Radio 1190. Join Jeff as he talks about trending topics and interviews newsmakers with the secrets to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's The Jeff Krille Show, Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 1190.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have partly cloudy skies and a low around 53. Then tomorrow, a high around 70 and cloudy skies. Well, I guess it's official. It's time for Christmas stuff to go up, so go ahead and put it all up. It's past Thanksgiving. This report's brought to you by Volvo.
Sweden's greetings. Hard to say, easy to love. This year, celebrate the season with a limited time offer from Volvo. Get 3 months payments on them when you purchase or lease a new Volvo. Each is equipped with the standard features like engine remote start and built-in Wi-Fi. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details.
And now for something completely different.
Guess we're back to the show. It's the Zaboy's Power Hour. But I thought Violator was gonna do the throw, but now it's me. What we got coming up, Chris?
It is now for something completely different.
Love doing that to you guys.
That was totally different.
God, what are we doing? I hate this show sometimes.
you love it.
I honestly, it's a lot of fun doing this show.
Violator
with,
had a message for
with,
us.
With all these people. What do you have to say to us, Violator?
Well, I was just going to tell the person who was calling to call back because I missed their call by a split second.
Oh, that's terrible. So, yeah, if you want to call us for this last segment and tell us what you have done since the last time we have done a show here at Talk Radio 1190, go to 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. Come talk to us, and we will discuss what you did over the holidays or over the little break that we were on, just like we're about to discuss right now on Now for Something Completely Different.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've all been together in the same room doing this sort of thing. Yes. We were actually all in the same room at one point in time during the break. You guys had fun at the Halloween party?
Yeah, the Halloween party was awesome.
Cool times.
Cool times. Yeah, yeah. What did we we went as a certain group of characters.
Yes,
and I think we pulled it off very well.
We were the mystery gang.
Yeah, did anybody solve a mystery that night?
What mystery?
All of the mysteries.
No,
I don't recall there being ever a mystery other than, the missing mixers.
Oh yeah, we never find mixers. Yeah,
but I went to the store and bought more, so we're good.
Okay,
that was the mystery.
There you go, solved.
We all have really.
My
weird...
mystery was why were the EMTs throwing up in the bushes and all the other non-EMT people were still like sober.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
They didn't have to save anyone's life that night. We all did some really fun things over yes. not being here. Yes. I'll get us started. I'm in a band. Hey, look at me. Pay attention to me, guys. Look at me. I'm in a band. Yay! It's called Forget Conformity, and we're an award-winning band. A magazine
yes,
called
right.
Maximum Distortion has given us an award. So on December 10th at Hat Tricks in Dallas, we will be playing an award show. It's a free show, so all you people out there can come check us out and all these other great bands out there in the Metroplex. And if you guys want to listen to how that band sounded, I think it's on Bandcamp. Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to us. There's a song called Chasm out there. You can do that. And we've been writing and doing more new songs.
What are you writing about?
Everything. We're actually writing about evening stars and about being free, about smiling. And
all rides about being free.
Yeah, we'll write something more about being free. And also the Metroplex, we here at the Boys Media Network will be doing lots more around where you're at right now. I don't know what you're doing right now, Metroplex, but whatever it is, the Boys Media Network will be there more because we have a lot of fun plans for this next season. We'll be interviewing Wes Abeladejo. Is coming in the studio.
Nice.
I think next week probably. We have Cali D, a hip-hop promoter that'll be coming in. I believe Forget Conformity, the band I'm in, it'll be here. I'm also gonna get some more people here. I think we can have some fun. The greatness of Yums. I'm gonna get a representative from the Yums company, the apparel company, up here for some interview action.
Is that what
they do? Yeah, they do apparel.
They're a liquor company for some reason.
Yummy. But here we go. I am passing this off along now. Who wants to tell the world, the DFW Network, exactly what you've done the past a little bit.
Go ahead, Hollywoods.
Oh, Hollywood. Me first? Oh, wow. Okay, so let me think.
Beverly Hills.
Nothing. No. So I went on some horrible dates, and I was in a group chat with these guys, and that was hilarious conversation. Kind of a scary night, but I can laugh about it after the fact. And let me see. Signed up for school. Got my music. I'm in music production school now. What? Produced my first song, What?
What?
And now
what?
I'm taking a language class, so I'm going to learn 4 different languages.
Awesome.
What?
Will, we have a caller.
Do you want to talk to Brad?
Yeah, we'll nice. Talk to Brad. Hey, all right,
hey.
Here calling up
hey,
is...
Man. What's
is,
going on, Brad?
...is the award-winning...
What are y'all doing?
We're doing good. This is the award-winning guitarist of Forget Conformity, Brad Clifton, calling in right now to the Boys Power Hour. What have you been doing, Brad, ever since the last show that we had on air?
Well, right now I'm actually bowling because my sister's in town from California, her and her husband. He's in the Marines as well.
Nice.
And, of course, if y'all didn't know, we like to support our troops.
Yeah, support the troops. Support the troops. Mm-hmm. What else?
Really, dude, just trying to hang out, have a good time, and keep working, studying hard, work on some more music and everything like that. Just make sure everybody has a good show.
Yeah, you guys have been working really hard out there.
Well, hopefully you're not working hard out there with your sister and her husband because that would be a little weird and a little bit taboo to talk.
No, I'm not, except trying to win this bowling game, because there's like a ton of people out here bowling right now.
Hey, man, we
now,
believe
so.
In you.
Oh, okay. Plug where you're at. Plug that place because we like free advertisement.
We are at an event in Fort Worth, Texas, here bowling. It's the one that's pretty much right off Bryant Irving.
Okay.
I couldn't give you the exact address. I'm horrible at this.
So if you want free tickets, roll down to Main Event in Irving and pick them up from Brad, the guy with the long hair.
I rolled down to Main Event right now.
I'm kidding.
If you're listening in on the show, you better get here. You better get here quick. It's a great time, fun atmosphere. I cannot even believe. Tell you what's going on right now. It's been crazy.
I want to go bowling with you, Brad.
Right. We should literally get paid for this because that was the best spot, I think, that is on the station right now for Main Event. You've completely made your welcome a very good one here, Brad. Thank you for calling in. And we might go out there and bowl with you sometime, just not tonight.
Big Golden, okay, buddy.
I understand totally. Love the show, guys. Glad y'all put me on the air, you. I guess. I don't know. I don't care. Awesome. Thank y'all.
Love you, Brad.
Big Golden, Brad.
Y'all have a great night. Love y'all.
See you later this week. Brain Box, what'd you do this over the time? So,
man,
thank you, Brad.
I had some weird stuff happen. I caught crabs.
Oh.
Yeah, a guy at an Asian market just threw it to me, and I grabbed it from the air and was like, sweet, man, thanks.
That's how that happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like blue crabs.
Well, I thought last time I caught crab. I mean, anyway.
I saw Good Charlotte live at House of Blues the other
night.
Yes,
you did. I saw it on
Watched
your
Facebook. Two gentlemen get into a fist fight right next to me. Who fights at House of Blues? Who fights at Good Charlotte?
People who realized they were at Good Charlotte, they're like,
"What? Hey, I'm at
a
Good Charlotte."
It was a great nostalgia show.
Uh-huh.
Lastly, actually, though, I had two deaths of some very close friends. Hasn't been easy, and actually, it shook a lot of people up. My buddy Glenn and my buddy Abraham both got just horribly, horribly massacred.
Oh, I heard about that, man.
Yeah. I mean, one of them took it like a champ.
Yeah, man.
God, the other one just so dirty afterwards.
Well, I mean, we all saw one coming, but Glenn, I did not see that coming.
No.
I mean, we should have. If we would have been knowing Glenn, like, we should have known Glenn, and we should have known that was going to happen. But man, it was still really tough, man.
I feel like a lot of people knew Glenn and really loved Glenn, and now I just. His wife left with that unborn child.
And that one-eyed kid.
Oh, I know. Man. Dude, that one-eyed kid's got a mouth on him, though.
Yeah, he does. We need to teach him a lesson. Violator, what have you done since the last time you were here not getting paid to be here?
I still worked.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Last time you were here not getting paid to be here.
I still worked.
Oh, my God. Who are you doing up here for free?
I was hanging out with Zach Killian working on the local lounge. By the way, comes up right after this show.
Oh, yes. In fact, let's spend the last couple of minutes talking about that. Screw this, the boys' Run media network for right now. Zach. What do you have coming
Zach
up
attack.
For the local lounge? What do you got coming up here for the people at 7 o'clock?
We got the 2014 Best Music Photographer in North Texas, Ed Steele.
Oh, wow. Mm, that is a great name, too.
Oh, yeah. Super sexy.
Super sexy.
Super
name.
Ed Steele.
I'm a female. I agree with that.
I think I saw on Facebook last night that you just wrapped up an interview with the band Sweeney Baby?
Sweeney Baby,
yeah. I've actually met those guys a couple different times. Great dudes. I cannot wait to hear that. Thank you for interviewing Band Nerds, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. That
I've been
was
calling them for a bit.
Was that fun? Was that a fun group?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty eye-opening for me. But
really?
I've known them for a while, but they're really into – you were talking about race relations earlier and whatnot,
yeah.
And we got into that about it, and it was a pretty – good little interview we had.
Oh, where can you find? Can we find a rebroadcast of that anywhere?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's up in the local lounge on YouTube.
All right, yeah, we want to hear that. We want to hear all the stuff you got, Zach. Your show and our show and any other show that wants to be involved in the building of a local community here in the DFW Radio Network is all we need. It'll be awesome. We are we're building a foundation here, and we're building a foundation for all to be able to build upon and make ourselves the greatest radio freaking locals. Don't pay attention to
that.
I don't know. Anyway, we are the Zaboys Power Hour. I'm Positive C. That is Cassie, Hollywood's Wilson.
Hey, hey, good night.
Jimmy, the Brain Box Thornquist.
Don't worry, I gave those crabs back.
Oh, Will Viler Shotwell made us sound good.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned for Zach Killian in the local lounge. We will be having a lot more fun next week where we'll talk about
excrement.
And we might debut a new skit next week.
Maybe.
Possibly.
The pump and dump is a real thing.
No. Wait, before we go, I will not be here for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I'm going on an Alaskan vacation. I forgot to mention that part. I bought my ticket.
Well, we'll have West Abeladejo
here
probably next week and some more guests for the next couple of weeks. See you then. The Boys Media Network here on Talk Radio 1190. Go to @TheBoysMedia on Twitter, @TheBoys_media on Instagram, or Facebook.com/TheBoysMedia. Wake me up when September ends or when this break ends. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye-bye.
My shadow.
fading. Sometimes